Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press the star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'm going to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Jim Coriglio. You may begin.
Thank you, Kathy. Good morning, everyone, or I should say good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for spending the next 90 minutes with us. I'm Jim Coriglio, North America Sales Leader for IBM's Industry Solutions Z-Series software, and I work with four regional sales specialists across the U.S., one of whom is Bruce Hawkinson for IBM's West and Midwest sales regions. He's based in the Chicago area. One of Bruce's peers is Mike Zieke for IBM's Federal and Mid-Atlantic sales regions. Mike is based in the Washington, D.C. area. It's my pleasure to be your host today as we present IBM Sterling Connect Direct for ZOS, What's New in 5.2, the latest release of the product generally available since February 14, 2014. Today's recorded presentation can be seen via the web using the link sent in your PDF file invitation and subsequent email reminder confirmation. Our intended audience today is both long-term users of Connect Direct, some of whom remember the product from when it was called Network Data Mover, or simply NDM, along with people new to Connect Direct on this specific platform, the mainframe. You may already be aware that Connect Direct is the worldwide gold standard for managed file transfer, and that all but a handful of large enterprises in North America's financial sector bet their business on Connect Direct ZOS. With me today is our presenter, Mr. Dirk Maney, worldwide product line manager for IBM's managed file transfer suite of products, which now includes Aspera. Dirk is one of the Connect Direct for ZOS subject matter experts who's been involved with the product going back his many years with Sterling Commerce and has traveled the world meeting our customers and prospects who are interested in learning more about the mission-critical investment of a managed file transfer. Questions you may have during the presentation can be written out in the chat margin to the right of your computer screen, or you can ask them during the Q&A period immediately following the formal presentation. So now, without further ado, I'd like to pass control to Dirk Maney, today's presenter.
Hey, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate the very nice introduction, and welcome, everyone. It's a pleasure for me to spend some time with you today to really share with you some of the things that are happening in our portfolio with a lot of focus today, or very specific focus, around our mainframe offerings. As a product line manager, I have the privilege, actually, of being with many customers, talking about some of the challenges that you face on a day-to-day basis, and really mapping those challenges into new capabilities that we bring into our managed file transfer products, in particular, IBM Sterling Connect Direct. So today I'm going to use this opportunity to go a little bit deeper into some of the recent things that have been happening in the Connect Direct product line. As Jim mentioned, we'll have some time at the end where we can do some Q&A. And if you have questions that come up, please do go ahead and enter them into the chat area as well. And we'll do our best to answer all the questions that you have. So let's go ahead and proceed. And I need to make our lawyers happy, and we'll get a standard disclaimer out of the way. While this is not a detailed roadmap presentation, I'll actually be getting into some high-level views of some of the things that we're planning to deliver in the upcoming releases of IBM Sterling Connect Direct, as well as Sterling Control Center. So I'll touch lightly on that. It's not a commitment to deliver, just our standard disclaimer whenever we share any future-looking information regarding our product roadmap. So let's dive in. And as I mentioned, I again get the opportunity to spend lots of time with our customers and our sellers, and I often get asked the question, well, what really drives what new capabilities get added into our product portfolio? And the answer is really quite simple. It's you, our customers. As Jim mentioned, we've been doing this a long time, thanks to customers like you. Many of you have been using IBM Sterling Connect Direct, or as Jim mentioned, Network Data Mover, or NDM, for a long period of time. And our customers have actually had a very strong impact on what we have been doing throughout the life of Sterling Connect Direct and Network Data Mover. As a matter of fact, this is actually a very critical year, a very important year for IBM. As all of you are probably aware, this 2014 represents the 50th anniversary of the introduction of the IBM mainframe. So 50 years ago is when this mainframe journey began, and actually it's another important milestone this year. 30 years ago, in 1984, we introduced our very first commercial file transfer product for the mainframe. It was known then as Network Data Mover, or NDM, for MVS. So it's celebrating its 30th birthday this year, and that longevity and success, it can be directly attributed to many of you, actually all of you on this call today. So clearly our customers have had a huge impact on how we choose to evolve the product and add new capabilities to the product. And in particular, I would say over the last 2 to 3 years specifically, we've seen incredible focus around a couple of key areas that are having a big impact on new product capabilities that we are delivering within Sterling Connect Direct. The first one, I know you feel some of the challenges around the amount of data that you are being asked to handle, whether it's moving between mainframes or mainframes and distributed platforms. This big data challenge is real, and you're asked to move more files. The files are getting bigger. The data sets are getting bigger, and it's placing constraints on your ability to move very large amounts of data. The good news, and I'll be sharing some of the details with you today, is that we've been very focused on some very specific new capabilities within Sterling Connect Direct that are really designed to help you address some of those very real big data challenges. The other thing that we hear from you, our customers, is in this whole area of audit and compliance and the ability to have full governance and full insight over all of the file movement that takes place, whether it starts out on the mainframe and ultimately ends on a Unix or Linux server or a Windows server. Our clients insist on having the ability to have that full audit trail, that full level of insight, that end-to-end visibility over all of that file movement that's taking place. So I'm going to be sharing with you some of the things that have been happening both on the ZOS side as well as within our Sterling Control Center product, which tightly integrates with Connect Direct for ZOS, so you can see how we are continuing to evolve our capabilities, specifically around the area of audit and governance and compliance. Now, when we look at integration, whether it's integration taking place within the four walls or outside the four walls, we look at this category in a very broad way. And today our focus is going to be specifically around one segment of integration, and we call that Managed File Transfer, or MFT. So you see that represented on the blue box, blue rectangle on the left side of this diagram. So today in particular, our innovation focus is going to be around two very specific products within our Managed File Transfer portfolio. So we're going to spend a lot of time on IBM Sterling Connect Direct, specifically for the ZOS platform. And as I mentioned, I want to touch a little bit on some of our governance and visibility capabilities, specifically around ZOS, and give you some insight into some of the exciting things that are happening within another key part of our portfolio that also runs with ZOS, and that's our IBM Sterling Control Center product. So let's now go into a little bit more detail and really expand on some of these topics. So we'll start really by looking at some of these real challenges around big data and the demands that are being placed around your file transfer infrastructure to be able to handle more files and more data. And I'll share with you some of the things that are happening within Sterling Connect Direct for ZOS. there are lots of different statistics that I could share with you that project out the expected amount of data that's being generated today and actually what will be generated in the future. So there are lots of different studies around that. IBM spends a lot of time on this particular trend in particular because big data and analytics is, of course, a key strategic area of focus across IBM, but it has real implications for file transfer. And our customers have been telling us consistently that the size of the data sets that are getting generated on the mainframe and the need to be able to move those files either to another LPAR on the mainframe or to a distributed platform, that the file transfers themselves and the size of the data sets that you're generating are increasing significantly. And one of the technologies that has traditionally been used to help actually reduce the size of the files that need to be moved is in the area of compression. We've had compression capabilities within ConnectDirect really from the very beginning. And we continue to evolve our capabilities and enhance our capabilities to address this particular aspect of big data and providing new solutions to our clients to help you actually reduce the size of the files that need to get transferred from point A to point B. So one of our key themes for this latest release of ConnectDirect for ZOS, and Jim mentioned that this was generally available actually on February 14th, of this year with our 5.2 release. So there were two very specific new features that we introduced with Sterling ConnectDirect for ZOS that tackle some of these very specific challenges. So today I'm going to share with you the new ZEDC capability that stands for Z Enterprise Data Compression. It's a new hardware and software capability that improves overall performance of compressing data sets. So I'll take you through some of the details of that new feature. And in addition to that, I will share with you another new feature that was introduced with ConnectDirect for ZOS, and that involves the ZFBA feature that works specifically with the IBM storage solutions, the IBM DS8000, to improve performance and reduce the amount of CPU cycles required to move data, in particular when using IBM storage solutions. So let's first begin with the ZEDC capability. This is a brand new feature. It was initially made available in the latest release of the ZOS operating system. That's the ZOS version 2.1. And it actually coincides with some new hardware capabilities, the ZEDC Express, that was introduced with the latest System Z hardware server technology, including the ZEC12 and the ZBC12. So I know many of you are familiar with some of the other what we typically refer to as specialty engines, such as the ZIP processor or the IFL on the mainframe. So think of ZEDC Express as a different flavor of that really focuses specifically around compression of data. And it's designed to improve overall performance, the actual compression ratios, and to do that in a more efficient and economic manner, and moving cycles off your general purpose processors over to this very specific ZEDC Express hardware solution that works with ZOS version 2.1. So the good news for our customers and for ConnectDirect, the product, is that we were able to take advantage of this new sets of capabilities without making any radical changes to ConnectDirect, because, in fact, the new ZEDC capabilities are compatible with the ZLive compression that was already being done within Sterling ConnectDirect through software today. So it's fully plug compatible with the Z-Live compression that we were already doing within ConnectDirect. So the benefits to our clients is that you can begin using this as soon as the hardware is available to you in the newer line of System Z servers, you can begin taking advantage of it with this latest release of Sterling ConnectDirect. So the benefits here are really twofold. One, of course, is reducing CPU consumption, reducing cycles on the general purpose processors, and offloading typically a highly CPU-intensive task like compression and being able to offload that to the specialty engine that focuses just on file compression. So CPU consumption and savings of CPU cycles is a big part of the value of this feature. The other benefit to it is, in fact, based on our testing that we did in our lab with lots of different types of data sets, and that in many instances we actually obtained higher levels of compression, better overall performance of the actual compression with the ZEDC Express, which also happens to include a newer version of the ZLib libraries themselves. So overall, a much better performance and, of course, savings on the CPU side. So we've got some different test runs that we did within our lab, and you see some of the examples of the performance improvements that we saw. You see one example with one particular data set that was 1 gigabyte in size. We were able to actually improve the compression ratio from about 74% to over 85%. Additionally, we were able to reduce CPU seconds fairly significantly, as you see in some of the bullet points that are listed on this particular slide. And one of the final benefits of this new feature is the fact that it really gives our clients, it gives you a lot of flexibility on how you can do compression, handle compression within Sterling ConnectDirect. You really have three options now. So you can continue to use the software-based compression that we provide within ConnectDirect. You may know it as extended compression within ConnectDirect. You can continue to do that. Another thing that you can do is that we've had zip support in the product for some period of time as well. So you can offload compression as well as actually encryption with our Secure Plus feature. You can offload those functions over to the zip processor. And now the third and the latest variation or enhancement to compression is to be able to offload to the ZEDC Express Accelerator. So lots of flexibility for our clients. We make it easy for you to enable this feature and to make it somewhat granular as well on how you want to leverage this feature within the product. So we started, again, our journey on some of these big data initiatives. We started with compression. The second area that I would like to spend a little time on is another feature that we've introduced with ConnectDirect for ZOS. And this was a collaboration that we worked very closely with some of our other colleagues within IBM, in particular both on the ZOS operating system side as well as the IBM storage group. And the idea behind this one is to leverage some new technology that's available in the IBM storage solutions that basically allows file movement to be offloaded off your TCP/IP network directly over to the storage area network, to the SAN. In particular, for use cases where you're moving data between the mainframe environment and the distributed platforms, maybe you're offloading large data sets, maybe DB2 extracts, and you want to extract that out and move that over to a distributed platform, maybe running on AIX, and you want to do some analytics on that data. So that's a great use case for this feature where you can, again, rely on the technology available with the DS8000 to basically move the file transfer task off your IP network directly over to the SAN, to the storage area network. And let me show you exactly what that would look like. So in this diagram, there are really two key pieces. There are really three key pieces here. So in the upper right-hand corner, you see our mainframe server there. It's running Sterling ConnectDirect for ZOS version 5.2. And then in the lower right-hand corner, you see Sterling ConnectDirect running on the AIX platform. And then what you see in the middle is actually a representation of the storage area network, the DS8800 or the DS8K line of storage solutions. And within that diagram, it's kind of depicted as a cloud in this diagram, but really what's happening here is that there are virtual devices that get created and allocated that are actually providing all of the I.O. that's needed to actually move the data from the mainframe environment to the distributed platform. So the only points within the file transfer where the TCP/IP network is actually being used is during the initial session establishment where the ConnectDirect node needs to contact the AIX node in this example. So it's used in that place, so some of the initial session establishment. And then once all of that gets done, basically all the heavy lifting associated with the file movement itself is all being accomplished within that green box that you see represented in the diagram. So all of the data I.O. is actually occurring within the SAN. So the benefits to that, and I'll show you some performance numbers on this. The benefits are really twofold. One, it of course is saving TCP/IP cycles, saving bandwidth as well as CPU cycles, and the other piece of that is around improved throughput as well. In particular, when moving files between the mainframe environment and the distributed environment, there were significant overall file transfer throughput and performance by leveraging the ZFBA features. So let me show you a little bit about what some of the performance numbers actually were in our test environment. So you see in the bar charts, you see the purple shaded bar represents a file transfer using the ZFBA interface, and then the light blue bar represents the same type of file transfer running over the TCP network. In this particular chart, we're actually measuring the overall CPU improvement. So the blue bars, again, representing TCP, that was significantly higher CPU than doing a comparable file transfer with ZFBA, which is the purple bar. So the performance improvements were significant. On the low end, it was about almost a 48% improvement in CPU, and on the high end, it was over 58% improvement. So some good results from a CPU savings perspective with ZFBA over TCP. And I mentioned there are also some performance improvements as far as throughput goes. Again, these test runs were between the ZOS platform and the AIX platform, so you see a similar type graph that's showing the throughput improvements. In this example, you see the purple bars actually are higher, meaning that we were getting better performance throughput with ZFBA as compared to a similar TCP-based file transfer. So on the low end, we saw a little over 18% throughput improvement. And then on the high end, it was over 32% improvement, again, using ZFBA compared to TCP, moving files between ZOS and the AIX platforms. So we talked about a couple of the key areas that we focused on in release version 5.2. So these were definitely around big data. So we talked about ZEDC and some big performance improvements around compression of data, and we've talked about offloading file transfers from the TCP/IP network to the storage area network, leveraging the new ZFBA feature that works with the IBM storage solutions. We're going to shift slightly now and really focus in on another key driver that's been impacting our product strategy, and that's really around helping clients reduce the amount of risk that they are exposed to. We have the benefit of working with so many customers, in particular in banking, in financial services, in insurance, and in healthcare, where confidentiality of the data is top priority for you. So anything that we can do within our products to help you reduce risk is always a good thing. So today I'm going to share with you some of the other things that have been happening within the product that really had a focus around security and reduction of risk. I know you're all familiar with the alphabet soup of various types of regulations and compliance type initiatives, and these vary depending on your geography, or what country you do business or countries you do business in, as well as the particular industries that you're in, whether you're healthcare related or maybe you deal with credit card type information. So you're dealing with lots of different types of regulations. So this chart that you see represented is kind of an accumulation of those different types of regulatory issues, and we went out and asked clients how many of you are dealing with these types of regulatory requirements. So you see that quantified here for the different countries where our products are used significantly. So the takeaway here is that regardless of the country or the particular industry, our clients absolutely validated, and customers like you have validated that these regulatory requirements are real, and that actually creates some significant challenges for you. It's always a matter of staying ahead of that next audit or that next set of regulatory requirements. So we've spent a lot of time on this particular aspect of our portfolio to ensure that we're giving you the right set of capabilities, the right solutions, the right levels of encryption of data to that really help you satisfy some of these very real compliance challenges that you face on a day-to-day basis. Again, we look at this very broadly. It would be easy just to say, oh, it's all about data encryption or multi-factor authentication. Those are all very important capabilities and requirements, but it's really a broader challenge to that. And when we talk to clients about GRC or governance, risk management, and compliance, they typically are involved with some form of a framework to help them really manage the complete life cycle around GRC, around governance, risk management, and compliance. And there are really four key pieces to that. For today's discussion, we're really going to focus on two of these that you see highlighted with the lines around the boxes. But typically involves some group within your company that's assessing the different risks that that your company is willing to take on to be comfortable with. So there's a level of assessment that takes place typically within departments within your organizations where you just do that overall assessment of the level of risk that you're willing to take. And then there's a whole different set of policies and processes that you have placed, and IT has a very key role here to ensure that you've got the right controls in place to mitigate risk. And that's where things come into play, like ensuring that you are encrypting data at certain levels and that you have practices in place to ensure that you've got those controls in place. The third piece to that is it's one thing to put the processes in place to mitigate risk, but you have to have a way of monitoring that. And typically what we find is it's not good enough just to run a report at the end of the month. You need to have more of a real-time view of how you are performing and whether there are activities that are taking place that are placing the business at risk. And then, of course, you have to have a good strategy to remediate or respond to issues when they are encountered. So for today's discussion, we're really going to focus on a couple of pieces of this. We'll spend some time talking about some new capabilities that help you mitigate that risk and putting controls in place. I'll show you some examples of how we do that with Connect Direct for ZOS. And then we'll spend a little bit of time really talking about some of the things that are happening with our Sterling Control Center that works very closely with our Sterling Connect Direct for ZOS product to really give you that real-time view, that real-time monitoring of how you're performing from a compliance perspective. Again, we look at this pretty broadly. So when we look even at the area of getting the right controls in place, that takes a lot of different forms. So clearly security and being able to protect the data, to encrypt the data, ensure that you've got the right level of confidentiality that people can't see the data, whether it's within the enterprise or moving outside the four walls of your enterprise. Having a strong strategy around that is critical to your business. We also know that an important dimension to this is that you need your solutions to be able to scale. We've already established that you're moving more and more data, more files, so the security capabilities, the compliance capabilities need to scale as well to address the increased demands that are being placed on the infrastructure. And then, of course, having all of those controls in place as well. That takes lots of different forms. The good news there is that Sterling Control Center in particular can help really establish those controls, whether it's from a change management perspective, it could be from an auditing and logging perspective, being able to manage SLAs. Those are just a subset of some of the things that we can provide in the products to establish those controls. Now, let's talk more specifics about what's been happening within Connect Direct for ZOS version 5.2, specifically in the area of security and encryption. First thing that we've done is that we continue to evolve the products to ensure that we're keeping pace with the latest security standards, the latest encryption standards, the latest protocol standards. So with the latest release of Connect Direct for ZOS, we now support both TLS version 1.1 as well as TLS 1.2. There are some PTFs that may be required to get full support for TLS 1.2. We've also expanded the cipher list for the different security modes and protocols within Secure Plus. So some good work done on that front. Again, based on client feedback, it's an imperative that we keep the product current with the various supported ciphers within the product. We also have some brand new security modes as well, where you can basically force the product into these different security modes, including a NIST SP800-131A security mode, and there's also an additional security mode, NSA Suite B security mode. And there are different levels that you can enable within the product, more of a transition mode, in particular for the NIST standard, or you can put it into a very strict mode as well, and I'll actually show you an example of how you can do that within the Secure Plus administration tool. And speaking of the administration tool, we actually have enhanced that. We've done some good usability improvements as well based on client feedback to make that whole set of panels that you use to configure the product, make that much more intuitive to administer the various security settings within the product. And you see an example of that. You see within the box within this particular ISPF panel, you can see how easy it, in fact, is to basically force the product into a different security mode. Of course, we've had FIPS support in the product for a number of years, so you can force the product into a FIPS 140-2 mode. You can also enable the other modes that I described previously, the NIST SP-800-131A, or you can enable the NSA Suite B support, either the 128-bit or the 192-bit. So very simple. It's a very easy way that you can go in and basically force the product into one of these modes. It's a screen that you could actually show to an auditor if they wanted to come in, look over your shoulder, and ensure that you are, in fact, enforcing these different types of security modes. You can actually show them as an example of how you have the product running in these different types of security modes. So very important new features that are now available with Sterling Connect Direct for ZOS version 5.2. I want to move just slightly away from Connect Direct for ZOS and talk just a little bit about our Sterling Control Center product. As I've mentioned previously, it's a very integral part of our overall Connect Direct strategy. So clearly Connect Direct provides lots of visibility and some monitoring capabilities within it, but those capabilities extend significantly when Control Center is included with Sterling Connect Direct. So really the way I like to describe Control Center is really to think of it as providing four key sets of capabilities around managed file transfer, in particular with Sterling Connect Direct. So one key area is around the track and trace capabilities and being able to easily answer the question, where is that file or where is my file? And Control Center provides some very easy, intuitive ways that can even be used by end users, doesn't even have to be an IT person, to track and trace a particular file transfer. Also, a key part of what Control Center provides is in the area of governance and compliance. In particular, with Connect Direct, being able to have standardized configurations to use a policy-based approach for managing all of your Connect Direct configuration information, Control Center can help you with all of that. So if you want to set up Connect Direct on ZOS with certain standard configurations for every Connect Direct node, you can easily accomplish that through the policies that you can set up within Sterling Control Center. Again, it all comes back to being able to mitigate and identify risk, and Control Center has some very powerful capabilities that can help you with that. Of course, Control Center also has very powerful reporting and analytics, and with some of the most recent additions of Control Center, we now bring all of the capabilities of Cognos and IBM's business intelligence capabilities and analytics that we deliver through Cognos. They're now all available to you through Sterling Control Center. And then the last piece of it is really about being able to easily integrate Control Center with other parts of your IT infrastructure, whether it's another system management tool that you're using, being able to integrate with other applications that you are using through comprehensive APIs. That's also a key area of focus for Sterling Control Center. A very high-level diagram, for those of you that haven't had the opportunity to look at Control Center, this is a kind of a conceptual diagram of the various components that drive Sterling Control Center. So at its core, it's really about providing the insight, the integration with the different types of file transfer endpoints that you see listed at the bottom. We started with Connect Direct. Connect Direct still plays a very vital role with Sterling Control Center. So think of Control Center as being that nerve center that has the ability to touch every one of your Connect Direct nodes and collect information from them, whether it's on ZOS or Unix or Z Linux. Control Center can do all of that. It drives the engine of Control Center, which then provides a number of different interfaces that can be used. It provides the rules engine capabilities as well, so that if you need to establish a service level agreement with a client, let's say you need to ensure that a file, a data set gets delivered from the mainframe to a client of yours and it needs to be delivered within a certain time frame, that's a perfect use case for Control Center, where you can set up a rule within Control Center, and then if that event does not occur or it occurs with some type of error or failure, you can easily generate alerts from Control Center to let someone know, or could integrate even with another enterprise system management tool directly within Control Center. So lots of different ways, but Control Center, again, think of it as kind of that umbrella over all of the file movement that's taking place, in particular with ConnectDirect, and in particular ConnectDirect for ZOS. It's providing all of that insight and visibility, and then providing powerful analytics, powerful SLA management, powerful configuration management on top of all of that. So for today, I want to highlight some of the things that we've been doing within Control Center, really specifically around ConnectDirect and Managed File Transfer, to give you some insight as to how we see Control Center really playing that vital role in helping provide that extra layer of visibility and governance over all of the file movement, in particular with ConnectDirect and ConnectDirect for ZOS. So I'm going to share with you some of the recent highlights of some recent release activity with Control Center. We're going to start with some of the latest track and trace capabilities that we've introduced in the product. One of the really powerful features that's been added to the most recent release of Control Center are some all-new dashboarding capabilities where you can have really a cockpit view, a single pane of glass view into all of the activity that's taking place on your ConnectDirect nodes as well as some of the other IBM Sterling solutions. It provides you that single view into the overall health of the environment and any areas in particular that might warrant further investigation. So you can get really a summary view of errors or conditions that might need to, as I mentioned, require further analysis or review. So you get that view, and you see it represented at the bottom of the dashboard of all of your ConnectDirect servers. You can see if they're all running in a healthy state or if there's some problems that might require that additional level of investigation. I mentioned previously that this whole area of track and trace, one of the key things that clients are interested in is being able to find a particular file, especially when you're looking at a large ConnectDirect environment where you have thousands of file transfers that are taking place. And oftentimes, all that you have available to you is just a data set name. So Control Center can absolutely help with those types of challenges. So on the ZOS side, if you only know the data set name, you can easily type that into the file name field, click on the search button, and then you can find all of the file transfer activities that involve that particular file name or data set name. So it's very powerful and yet very simple to use to really answer that question, where's my file? Also, an important part of this is dashboards are great and they always look kind of cool, but really what makes them more powerful is when you can drill down into them, where you can start with a summary view and then get into much more specific detailed information. So you see an example of that here where we're providing some of those drill down capabilities where you can get more detail, including not just the file name, but actual all the return codes, all of the nodes that were involved, the complete set of statistical information. It's all available just through making a few mouse clicks and getting access to that information. So very powerful, starting with a high-level dashboard and then being able to drill down into much more detailed information. So lots of focus on the track and trace. We've also been spending a lot of time on the on some of the governance and compliance capabilities, and this has a direct impact on Sterling ConnectDirect. Because what we find is that our customers, in particular our mainframe customers, you're very focused on locking down configurations, and you want to lock down requirements around data encryption, that you're using certain ciphers, for example, to encrypt data, and you want to ensure that people don't change what you've established as a policy. So Control Center provides some very easy-to-use tools to set those policies, to establish that type of criterion. And then if it changes for some reason, it gives you that visibility to know that, that something has deviated from the standard policy that was previously set. Similar to the Where's My File example, there's also very simple search capabilities. Throughout Control Center, there are lots of free text search fields that you can just type in information and then retrieve all of the relevant information that, that matches that particular string of information that you entered in your search criteria. Also, some very powerful reporting capabilities so that you can basically produce an audit report that, that would show any and all configuration changes. So, for example, let's say someone changes an IP address in a NetMap entry on a connector for ZOS node, and you want to be able to correlate that back to maybe to a help desk ticket, and you want to know who exactly did that and what date and time did that change occur. Control Center makes it very easy to collect that kind of information. We provide out-of-the-box canned reports that you can use to give you that type of audit information. Again, a very useful tool that you can leverage to help satisfy different types of audit requests that you might receive. So we provide a lot of these through canned reports. Of course, since it now includes Cognos, you also have the flexibility to be able to create your own customized reports, leveraging the power of Cognos to meet your various reporting and analytics requirements. So we've talked about track and trace. We've talked a little bit about the governance and compliance. Let's talk just a little bit more about some of the reporting capabilities. I've mentioned that we now embed Cognos Business Intelligence Server directly within Control Center. You now have a license for Cognos that you can use with Control Center to provide all of these reporting capabilities, both the canned reports that we provide as well as other ad hoc reports that you might choose to create. Very powerful capabilities. You can set it up to run on a certain schedule that you want a certain report to run, maybe on a nightly basis or on a weekly basis. You can set those up, and you can have those reports automatically emailed to a certain business user or an analyst or someone in IT to receive those reports on a regular basis. So very powerful reporting capabilities that we provide within Sterling Control Center. And you see a snapshot of the various types of reports that we make available to you out of the box. So lots of canned reports, but the flexibility to create your own reports as well. The last piece of this is, again, very important dimension to this is around being able to integrate and automate the capabilities of IBM Sterling Control Center through flexible integration methods. And I want to take you through some of the details of some of the work that we've been focused on from an API perspective. Every customer I talk to, and this really touches every part of our portfolio, you're very interested in what our API strategy is. There are things that you'd like to do to customize or to extend the product or conceivably write your own user interface that interacts with our products, and you need APIs in order to accomplish that. So Control Center has been on a very aggressive journey to introduce new APIs. We've already had Java APIs that were available with Sterling Control Center. The latest set of APIs to extend our strategy is around REST APIs. Most of the clients that I talk to are increasingly looking for us to support a variety of RESTful APIs within Control Center. So we've got a whole new series of those available. We've also extended some of the Java APIs as well. So it's really designed for those clients that wish to, as I mentioned, customize or extend or be able to integrate with other tools, other applications that you're using. These APIs will absolutely help you accomplish those types of integrations. Okay, so I wanted to spend just a little bit of time with you towards the end of the presentation. I've shared with you some of the key things that we've been focused on, in particular with Sterling Connector at for ZOS. You've heard about some of the things we're doing with big data, with the new ZEDC support, the ZFBA. You've seen some of the new security capabilities that we've delivered within Connector at for ZOS. I spent just a little bit of time talking about some of the recent activity from a governance, risk management and compliance perspective with Control Center. The last part of today's presentation, and then we'll open this up for some Q&A, is I want to give you some insight into some of the things that we're thinking about for some of the next releases of both Sterling Connect Direct as well as Sterling Control Center. Before I share with that with you, I wanted to remind you, if you weren't aware of this, that at the end of last year, almost at the very end of last year, we announced a significant acquisition of a company called Aspera Software. They're based out in the San Francisco Bay Area, and Aspera has focused really over their 10-year history of really around the area of file acceleration and being able to provide software technology to help clients move digital content at extremely rapid in an extremely rapid way of doing that, something we call extreme file transfer. And Aspera has lots of great technology, really that's designed to help clients move content at maximum speeds. And really the key part of that is some enabling technology that Aspera invented. They call it FASP, which is their unique protocol that's very well suited, as I mentioned, for moving large amounts of data over great distances and really overcoming some of the challenges when moving large amounts of data or using traditional TCP-based forms of file transfer, like FTP, for example. So Aspera has been very focused around this whole area of software technology to greatly improve the transfer times as opposed to TCP-based alternatives. So Aspera is a very strategic acquisition for IBM. We are the leader in providing managed file transfer capabilities. I mentioned previously that with Connect Direct, we've been at this now for over 30 years. And thanks to customers like all of you on this call today, we've had some wonderful success with our Connect Direct products as well as some of our gateway solutions as well. So Aspera really extends that leadership. It allows us to address some additional new use cases that we know our customers are facing, in particular, even moving data from ZOS to another ZOS platform, maybe across a very long distance where latency and packet loss are affecting the ability to meet SLAs when transferring files. We see lots of opportunity to extend the Aspera technology into other parts of our portfolio, including Sterling Connect Direct. So when you look at the combined offerings, we really see this as a great opportunity for our clients. Now that we have this market-leading extreme file transfer capability with Aspera, on top of our existing leadership with some of our other products like Sterling Connect Direct, it really is a win-win opportunity for our clients to leverage both sets of technology. The one thing that probably won't be a surprise to you is that we've got a lot of work underway right now with bringing in some of the Aspera capabilities into other parts of the portfolio, including Sterling Connect Direct. So we've got work underway in that area. I'm not prepared today to share with you the details as far as our delivery date, but I can assure you this is a high-priority strategic initiative for us. In addition to Connect Direct, we are looking at other integration opportunities with other parts of the managed file transfer portfolio, including our gateway solutions such as Sterling File Gateway. as well as Sterling B2B Integrator, and of course integrating with other key parts of our portfolio, including Sterling Control Center that we've talked about some today. So Aspera and that technology, is we see lots of opportunities for integrating it in with other parts of our portfolio. Other key initiatives that we are focused on within Connect Direct, we will continue to look at all aspects of performance. There are some additional things that we want to do with our ZFBA support that I introduced you to today. Another big area of focus for us is to continue to make it easy for our Connect Direct customers to deploy Connect Direct, especially on the distributed platform. So that remains a big focus for us. I mentioned earlier that many of our products have very focused API strategies as well. So we're looking at REST APIs for Connect Direct. We've got extensive SDKs and APIs for Connect Direct today, and the next logical one is going to be around RESTful APIs for Connect Direct. There's some work well underway as well for a whole new browser interface for Sterling Connect Direct, a whole new user experience for Connect Direct. And hopefully you've seen from today's presentation that we've been spending lots of time with our other colleagues within IBM that are focused on System Z hardware technology, as well as things taking place within the ZOS operating system. So that work will continue. There are more things that we've got on our roadmap to exploit some additional things that are coming from a ZOS perspective, again, hardware and software. So you're going to see more and more of that, where we are very much aligned with things that are taking place from a hardware perspective and operating system perspective, to ensure that Connect Direct is able to exploit the things, the innovation that's taking place from both a hardware and operating system perspective for the System Z platform. On the Control Center side, lots of things happening on that front as well. We've got another major release planned that you'll be hearing more details about very soon, about this next major release of the product. Some of the things that you saw today with some of the new dashboarding capabilities, we're going to be extending that even more and providing much more customizable dashboard views that can be leveraged within the user experience of Control Center, and really to provide more real-time views into all of the file movement and real-time risk assessment as well. As I mentioned earlier, just being able to run a report at the end of the week or even the end of the day, that's really not good enough anymore. You need more real-time insight into various risk-related or security-related activities that are taking place. And speaking of security, one of the key initiatives for this next release of Control Center will be to bring in Sterling Secure Proxy. For those of you that are using Secure Proxy, we'll be bringing that into Control Center as well. Control Center has lots of plans around Aspera as well, to be able to have visibility to the various Aspera servers, including Connect Direct, as it's using Aspera technology. So that work is well underway as well. So Aspera literally touches every product within our B2B and MFT portfolio, and we've got very ambitious integration plans for all of the products in both the B2B and managed file transfer portfolios, in particular on the ZOS platform. We see lots of opportunity for integrating Aspera on the ZOS platform, so that's a high priority initiative for us as well. And that brings me to our final slide. And I think we can, Kathy, if you wouldn't mind coming back, I think we can go ahead and open it up for a Q&A session.
All right, thank you. At this time, we are ready to begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star 1 and please record your name. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment.
And this is Jim. I noticed that some folks had raised their hand, but I didn't see anything in the text box of the chat feature. And the question by Jeremy Hoffman in chat is, can we get a copy of the presentation? I think Dirk will know whether or not that can be done easily.
Yes, I will. Jim, I will work with you and get you that, and you can distribute.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Right now there are no questions in queue.
Okay. All right. Jim, did you have any closing remarks? Or?
Just that I would be sending a thank you email to each person that participated today. And attached to that email, I'm going to send a little gift, a little white paper written by one of our managed file transfer subject matter experts, Dan Sweeney. He wrote a white paper in 2012 that had to do with setting up a managed file transfer center of excellence. And this was very well received, so I'll be happy to send it out. Dan had spent time working at Merrill Lynch and was very involved in setting that up for their version of Center of Excellence for MFT. And, of course, anybody can reach me if they have questions that they did not think of in the past few minutes. I'll give my my email address, jim.cariglio, C-A-R-R-I-G-L-I-O, at us.ibm.com. And the best phone number to reach me would be my mobile phone number, area code 617-780-0195. So that, I think, will wrap things up for today. And everyone, please don't be shy about contacting us with additional questions or suggestions or comments. We're open-minded.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This completes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.
Very good.